MattFlynn.com.
Welcome back. Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, it's interesting that Jerome Powell seems to be repeating the Alan Greenspan economic policy of, you know, economic insecurity for the working class, because Greenspan actually said that it was a good thing for the workers to be insecure, that in some way that you know, to keep them from demanding higher wages and you know, better benefits, more secure future. That I don't think that, you know, Powell really has the best interests of even the economy in mind, because I think it's wrong-headed. I mean, this whole neoliberal philosophy of running the how things should work is just, you know, give more benefits to the guys at the top, and the whole trickle-down thing is just, even with Stockwell, David Stockman has rejected that, says that does not work. I mean, that yes, we have inflation, there's reasons for it. I mean, the reason egg prices have gone up is because, you know, chicken operations and poultry operations have gotten too huge, so it just leaves a huge vector for, you know, disease like the avian flu to break out, and you have to slaughter the flock, and so the supply of eggs dries up. I mean, that's why we have these huge fluctuations. I mean, they're just we have to change our agricultural policy to, you know, to spread things out like that. Use a little bit of imagination. I mean, that to actually, you have a 21st century economy rather than a, you know, Ronald Reagan depression recession economy, where Ronald raised taxes on the working class. You know, that people just do not remember. They remember fondly remember the old Ronald Reagan. You know, the Gipper. You know, oh shucks, the Gipper, who was just a pretty awful man when it comes right down to it. I mean, that.
Yeah, you know, Mark, you're raising a point on inflation having varied causes. Let me point a couple of things out, building on what you're saying. First of all, this is a worldwide phenomenon. You know, we don't exist in a vacuum. There's inflation all around the world, and that is caused by a number of things. COVID, it's caused by supply chain backups because of COVID. It's caused by the war in Ukraine. Food prices are going up. The Ukrainian crops are not getting exported. And the United States spent trillions of dollars that were spent by both the Trump and the Biden administration towards COVID. So the truth is, inflation has many causes, many, many causes. And it's like a fever. Once you have it, it has to come down. But the whole body has it, the whole world, not just the United States. So I think Biden's doing a very good job in bringing it down. Our national debt got reduced somewhat. The growth of it got reduced. And he's acting responsibly and doing a good job. But thanks for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday to you, Matt. First of all, I was going to talk about what Bill, hey, by the way, I'll just say it this way. Bill, great call. Also, Mark, you guys bring a lot to the table every day. But here's Mike. Well, the one thing that Bill did talk about, you wouldn't have to worry about Ukraine right now because Trump would open the doors for all of Europe. You may be dealing with Germany might be going down along with it, the whole thing. So, it's, you know, here's a concerning thing, though, for me. First of all, the Republican Party has no platform, so you don't know what they stand for. The second thing is these guys like Hawley and Cruz and the governor DeSantis and the governor of Texas, Abbott, these guys all want to be president. And how do they want to be president? They want to follow in Trump's footsteps. So it'd be more of the same here. So that's something you got to keep your eye on. The Republican Party, also, they talk about all these problems. They have no solutions, Matt. None, zero, no solutions to this stuff. Same with the talking heads on the right side. So, but anyway, Mark, Bill, keep calling in. You guys are awesome. And great show today.
Paul. You know, Paul, you raised two good points. One is, and Paul said something, you may not believe it, the Republican Party does not have a platform. And that's on purpose. And the reason they don't have a platform is they said they didn't, because platforms, they realize, can be subject to attack ads. You know, you believe this, you believe that. You have no platform. They have no guiding principles. And the second thing is, Paul is exactly right, and so was Bill of Economowoc. You have, there's a reputation in both parties for most of our history, certainly in the 20th century, of standing up to communism and standing up to Russia. And even when it turned to be the Russian mafia, which mimics communism in every way, everybody stood up against it. Well, suddenly what happened is Trump comes along and he's financed by Russia. He's on the take from Russia. He's on the take from Russia, and some of his people are actively promoting Russia. John McCain, there's a great audio video of him addressing Rand Paul when Montenegro, this is some years ago, was trying to get into NATO, and Paul tried to stop it. And John McCain said that the senator from Kentucky is working for Putin. This is John McCain saying that. And Kevin McCarthy said that he thought that Trump was being paid by Russia. This is Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader now. And also a guy, I think his name is Rohrabacher, was a congressman from California who was beaten in an election. There are people in the Republican Party who are sympathetic to Russia, and there are people like Trump who get money from Russia. Trump is on the take. You must understand that. Trump is on the take. If he had gotten in as president, he had said he'd disband NATO. Well, if he disbanded NATO, Poland has no nuclear weapons. Neither do Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania. Neither do Hungary. They don't have them. You know, the Balkans don't have them. Russian troops would have gone in simply to liberate Russian speakers, and you would have had the Warsaw Pact again. Trump is on the take. He gets money from Russia. He has gotten money from Russia. You must understand that. The thing that stands between us and Russia going back into Europe is simply the Democratic leadership and the Democratic Party overall. Frankly, a lot of the Republican rank and file who don't believe any of what I just described either, they don't think Russia should go back into Eastern Europe, but they trust their leaders and they won't open their eyes to see that their leaders would get rid of NATO and get rid of the EU. Going back to the lines, CJ of Stoughton, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ of Stoughton?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Matt. This is a Democrat world we're living in right now. And if you think this is success, I'd hate to see failure. You said that Biden's bringing inflation down. Wow. We'll see the next inflationary number. While Obama and Biden were giving Ukraine blankets and rations, Trump was giving them stingers and javelins. Trump didn't want out of NATO. He wanted countries to pay their fair share, and thank you, President Trump, they finally are. And thank God for Joe Manchin, because he's one of the only people that his popularity rises because he's actually standing up to the extreme left. The Republicans are doing exactly what they should be doing, pointing the finger at this the Hunter Biden administration, as we watch our southern border invaded and by illegal, undocumented numbers that we've never seen before. And you know what? The countries now pay their fair share, I think, is a good thing, don't you? In NATO?
Yeah, well, CJ, yeah, I'll jump in.
Trump,
you asked a question.
Out of NATO.
You asked a question, and here's the response. The response is that Trump, when he talked about their paying more, still said that maybe we don't need NATO. Putin thought that he was going to pull him out of NATO, and Putin has expressed that as well. Trump called the Chancellor of Germany and the Prime Minister of England and insulted them. Angela Merkel and Theresa May, saying they were weak and stupid. He used those words. You don't use those words to two allies. You don't use those words to anybody at the diplomatic level. You say he gave stingers and javelins to Ukraine. he told Zelensky he had to find dirt on Biden or he wouldn't give him anything. It was only after the whistle was blown that to cover himself, he gave them some weapons, not enough. And not just that, after Russia invaded on the 24th of February, Ukraine, he said, publicly said, Russia, if you have dirt on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, please get it out publicly. And he asked it again 2.5 weeks ago. This is while the genocide is going on. This is while the genocide is going on. Joe Biden, if he had stayed in, would have taken us out of NATO. It was not the issue solely or perhaps at all of how much they were contributing to their own defense. He would have taken us out of NATO. He was servile to Putin. Why was he servile to Putin? Eric Trump told a journalist a long time ago that they get their funding from Putin. When you have a large real estate empire, you need financing. Even the wealthiest guy needs financing. The New York banks wouldn't finance Trump anymore because what Trump did is he would separately incorporate his various properties and not sign personal guarantees. And then he just pulled the plug and they go bankrupt and the banks got left holding the bag. That happened six times. Finally, somebody, some doofus in a New York bank woke up and said, hey, maybe it'd be a good idea not to lend to him the seventh time. And then none of them did. Okay, so that happens. He still needs money. Suddenly Russian oligarchs come in. One comes in and buys a property in West Palm Beach. Trump owed $50 million to Deutsche Bank. And the guy buys a Trump property for $100 million in cash that was worth $50 million. He double pays for it. Trump says, thank you. He pays off the debt on the property and then pays Deutsche Bank. And what does the Rusky do? Does the Rusky develop it in the resort? The Rusky tears it down. It's a vacant lot. The Saudi Arabians routinely would rent many floors of Trump's hotels and not occupy them. Nobody would even check in. This guy is on the take from foreigners who are opposed to us, in some case like Russia, are our enemies. Joe Biden is standing up to Putin. He is standing up to our enemies, and we're very lucky he's the president of the United States. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Oh, my blues away.